This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
County highway officials say local taxpayers will pay more for bridge replacements due to a policy change at the Department of Transportation. Rich Kramer reports the agency says it's spreading money across the state and funding more bridge projects, but some local governments are seeing their share of the bill increase by hundreds of thousands of dollars.
This spring, a driver reported hearing strange noises when crossing the 195th Street Bridge in Chippewa County. When inspectors arrived, they found broken support beams that left one side of the bridge sagging. Lafayette Town Board Chair David Staber says there were plans to replace the bridge in 2021, but the collapse moved that up to next year.
Fortunately, nobody got hurt in this process. It did speed up the bridge replacement for us, but you'd think that they could have come up with a better plan than having to demolish a bridge to build a new one because of an emergency.
To end delays like the one in Chippewa County, the Department of Transportation moved to a new funding policy called Replace in Kind. The department says the goal is to standardize how state bridge funds are distributed, but highway officials say the policy has a new set of problems. Late last month, work was finishing up on the County Highway H bridge rehabilitation in Phillips, just up the road from the Price County Highway Shop. Commissioner Don Grande says delays pushed the project back 8 years, so he was surprised when the state approved all three bridge applications he submitted this year. But Grande says the new rules force counties to design replacement bridges based on current traffic, and weight limits are keeping logging trucks off of one of the bridges Price County wants to replace.
The traffic volumes will increase once the bridge is replaced and the weight limits come off. We're concerned that we're going to undersize that bridge or underdesign that bridge just in order to be eligible for the funding.
One of the biggest impacts of the DOT's Replace in Kind policy has to do with covering the costs of work on the road leading to a bridge, either to repair damage caused by construction equipment or to make changes to accommodate the new bridge. Under the old rules, the DOT would pay for 250 feet of road. La Crosse County Highway Commissioner Ron Chamberlain says now the state only pays for 50 feet.
The first difficulty with 50 feet right out of the chute is you're going to site cranes and materials and everything else on that approach during the process of construction. 50 feet on each side is not going to contain those items alone.
Eau Claire County Highway Commissioner John Johnson says that has significantly increased his costs for three upcoming bridge replacements.
So from that standpoint, you know, you're looking at $100,000 on each structure, that's $300,000 you're going to now have available to an additional funds.
The DOT says local governments can apply for more funds for approaches or bridge work based on engineering needs, but local officials are skeptical any funds will be available. In May, Governor Scott Walker gave credit to the new Replace in Kind bridge policy for helping the state approve all 183 bridge applications submitted this year. In an interview that month, DOT Section Chief June Coleman said that while the state used to pay more bridge replacement costs, that caused delays.
They were funded with what they were asking for, but that could be a more costly bridge, and then another bridge, you know, the funds wouldn't be available to fund those bridges.
In a downtown Menominee coffee shop, Dan Federley sits at a back table. He's a longtime engineering consultant and current executive director of the Wisconsin County Highway Association. He's in favor of building more bridges, but says pushing costs on local governments isn't the way to do it.
So all we're doing is shifting the costs to a place where you can't fund them. And without a comprehensive, sustainable, long-term revenue at the state level, we will only be talking about this over and over, and we're at the point where there is no ability to shift those costs.
Federley says local governments are planning their budgets for next year, and it will be telling how many can afford the rest of the bridge projects approved by the state. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.